President Obama will speak after returning from his fourth trip to the Gulf region since the April 20th explosion and fire, which killed 11 workers and ruptured a deep-sea oil well. The oil is starting to reach the Gulf beaches in the southeastern state of Florida, and Mr. Obama told military personnel at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida, his administration is working hard to contain the damage.
So I want the people of this region to know that my administration is going to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes to deal with this disaster.
The president also emphasized that the White House will continue to hold the energy company BP responsible for paying the costs of dealing with the disaster.
And that includes something else, making sure BP pays for the damages that it has caused.
A White House spokesman says the president will talk to the nation about what his administration has done to help clean up the oil, limit the environmental damage, and direct BP to stop the leak. He says Mr. Obama will also discuss efforts to minimize the economic impact on the people of the Gulf region and to enact new safety regulations to prevent future disasters. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, top executives of other major oil companies told lawmakers their companies would not have drilled the well the way BP did. The leaders of ExxonMobil, Shell, ConocoPhillips, and Chevron, as well as BP America, testified before a House of Representatives committee Tuesday. The committee chairman, Representative Edward Markey, was among the lawmakers who rejected the argument, saying the other companies' emergency response plans are no better than BP's.
The Gulf of Mexico response plans for ExxonMobil, Chevron, ConocoPhillips, and Shell are virtually identical to BP's and just as deficient.
The president and chairman of BP America, Lamar McKay, again expressed his company's sorrow and regret for the incident and promised that BP will pay for all damages related to the disaster. Kent Klein, VOA News, The White House.